American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
Oh, we've got one of the largest, probably one of the greatest associations in the country.
That's Aaron Beasley, the Assistant Executive Director of the Alabama Cattle Association, based in Montgomery.
We've got well over 10,000 members. We were established in 1944, and the cattle industry as a whole in Alabama, we've got about 1.3 million head of cattle.
Beasley noted that Alabama is predominantly a cow-calf state.
We also have a large number of stocker operators, a lot of purebred commercial operators, so we've got a little bit of everything. We don't do a lot of really any cattle feeding in the state. We rely on the grass. We're grass farmers and cattle farmers.
When the calves are ready, then they go to auction.
We do. We sell a lot of our calves at about 700-800 pounds through a lot of the auction markets. We do a lot of truckload lots, and they go to the feedlots in the Midwest.
Terry Keebler is a cattleman in Nebraska, and he's also a director of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. And he's glad that Farm Bureau's there because it carries the heavy water for the cattlemen.
Yes, they do. You know, it's a grassroots organization, so all the policies come from the membership, from county organizations, individual members bringing to their county group that send it on to the state group. So as state board members, we do not set policy. We help carry out policy.
That's Terry Keebler, a Nebraska cattleman. Now let's head back to cattle country back in the South. Jim Strickland is a cattleman based in Miyaka City, Florida, in the southwest part of the state, and cattle ranching in this area is not for the faint of heart.
We have a lot of sloughs, a lot of cabbage hammocks. We have a lot of oak hammocks, but we do have a lot of maiden cane sloughs. We also have a lot of tame pastures down there.
Now, according to the USDA, a tame pasture is cultivated fields planted with introduced non-native grass and legume species, or cultivars with the multiple purposes of providing livestock grazing forage to improve animal nutrition and health, balance forage supply and demand during low forage production. It also reduces soil erosion and improves water quality, and it provides food and cover during wildfires. In other words, it's good for cattle.
It is good for cattle. It's good for deer. It's good for panthers. It's good for bear. It's good for a lot of alligators.
But all that water is good for the cows.
At time, but right now we are actually in a drought. We are in a drought, and nearly every water hole on our south ranch has alligators in it.
Like I said, it's not for the faint of heart. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.